research without even looking for it, that something I'm seeing for 30 plus years researching is there are a lot of rabbis and different schools in Israel with the more conservative groups, but not really Neutrakarti, kind of the pro-Zionist conservative groups, that have a long memory. And they're really mad about Titus in 70 AD and Pompeo and all the rest of it, sacking Jerusalem. Because the zealots, that's what the term zealot comes from, gave them some of the biggest problems the Romans ever had. And they fought hard trying to kick the Romans out. So Jesus, before he got crucified, you know, said to the Pharisees, within one generation, that's 75 years in Leviticus, 74, not one stone at the temple will be sitting on top of the other. They laughed at him. The second temple after the one that Solomon built. And I mention these little things, people don't know all this history. This is all really important stuff. And so Titus comes in, he does that, he basically burns all Jerusalem down and orders in the Roman histories, not one stone on top of the other. That's the next to worst thing they can do. The Romans sometimes would order everyone killed and the earth salted. They did that with Hannibal. And the trouble that he gave them, you know, the elephants over the Alps and all that, it's all fascinating. You should look into it. Sorry, Hannibal's not Jewish. You probably don't know about it. The only Jewish stuff to know about, right? And I'm sorry the Jews are only obsessed with yourselves. I know I studied you, but other things as well. I don't hate you, by the way. I just want you not to get us all killed. Please, thank you. So there is this, I wouldn't say it's the majority, but it's a big vein in Israel. Hates Europe. Hates America. I could play you 100 rabbis, prominent ones right now. I see it all the time because the anti-Israel people share it everywhere. And I knew about it decades ago, but I mean, I read their writings. And they're just like, you know, Europe's the new Rome. Rome didn't really fall. And we're going to just help bring in the Muslims and destroy Europe. And when they all fall, we'll be in charge. And America pretty much is the new Rome, too. We'll probably destroy it. I mean, just, I shouldn't even be doing this without pulling the clips up. I'll find him tonight. We'll do this again tomorrow because I'm covering for Israel. but the point is that these old civilizations have long memories, worse than an elephant. Like the Chinese for 300 years, 10 different European powers broke China up, shipped in opium, controlled them through the corruption, killed tens of millions of them with it. And the Chinese communists talk about all the time how they're going to bring down Europe and America and ship poison in here to get us back for what we did to them. Now, I didn't do it. Most of our ancestors didn't. It was the British East India Company and others and the Spanish and the Portuguese and the Dutch. But it doesn't matter. When they ship fentanyl in here, the Chinese government says you deserve it because your ancestors 300, 400 years ago did this. Oh, coming up from Israel again, telling you about the Chinese. No, I'm telling you about history. It's fascinating to know more than one subject. At least I know all the subjects, which you people that don't like me don't know. You think it's like scary. Oh, God, he knows about China. Oh, God, all knows about Jews. You don't even know this stuff about Jews, dumbos. You're about to learn it. So this researcher, who I see his stuff all the time, I think he's really smart, Eric Maltosis, because I'd seen these clips all separately, but I'd forgotten about them. He nails Netanyahu. And when I saw these clips, though, it made my head explode because I thought of all these other clips I have. And Netanyahu, over and over again, calls America the new Rome, because that's what the rabbis say. And then he says we're at war with Rome when he's talking to the Jews on TV and in interviews. So here in America, parents from Poland, and he acts like he's all pro-America. He sees America as another power block. And he sees it as the main block, so he sees it as a competitor. And so with somebody like him, man, or Hitler or anybody, I'm serious, these megalomaniacs do not think of anybody else being successful or powerful. It's like there will be blood. He says, I don't like seeing other people being successful. There's a competition in me. That's what you're dealing with, is hyper-alpha stuff. It's a disease. We'll be right back. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on.
But InfoWarsStore.com, a legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 98% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, for those of you that haven't studied history or geopolitics, and I know most of our audience has, so I don't want to bore them, but old civilizations have long memories and think in the long term. And China's the oldest continual civilization on Earth, about 6,000 years old. And you can just type into Google X anywhere, Bing, whatever, you know, go, duck, duck, go, whatever. Communist Chinese leaders say fentanyl revenge for the Boxer Rebellion and for the Opium Wars. And there were like 10 sectors most of the time, at some points up to 14. China was divided into a whole bunch of sectors for hundreds of years. And British intelligence and others brought in opium 400 plus years ago. The Vatican even before that, because the Portuguese and Spanish had the best maps called rudders, people get in. But then the British showed up and the East India Company, and they brought in all the opium. And they used it to take control of local towns, the gangs, all of it, and basically break the country up in pieces and end the imperial dynasties they had. So the Chinese say, the communists today, yeah, we're shipping fentanyl in and killing millions of them. You deserve it. You're like, most of us don't even have ancestors that were in British intelligence doing that. You think people delivering opium on ships into Hong Kong and stuff knew that? I mean, we're guilty. Oh, okay, but see, that's the mindset. So I use the China example as just another known example. So there is a wide swath of rabbinical belief in Israel and world Jewry. I mean, you just go watch it. You just type into X or anywhere. Rabbis talk about how Europe's the new Rome and will be destroyed by God's judgment for what Titus did in 70 AD, sacking Jerusalem and destroying the Second Temple. And it's like a constant beef, like it happened yesterday. Rome was destroyed in 410 by the Germanic hordes. Constantinople fell 500 and something years ago to the Muslims. There's been no Rome since then. Istanbul, formerly Constantinople. So the 99% of Europeans don't even know anything about Constantinople. They don't know anything about the Roman Empire or the Visigoth chieftain Alaric and the sacking of Rome in 410. They don't know about Titus. They don't know about Pompeo. They don't know about the Roman Emperor ordering Israel destroyed. But Benjamin Netanyahu does. And the rabbis teach that Europe and America is the new Rome and that we must be destroyed for our sins in 70 AD, destroying the Second Temple. That's a long memory. And I see all the anti-Semites, my anti-Semite, all they think about is Israel. To me, that's the definition. It's like they're more Jewish than the Jews. They know more Jewish stuff than the average Jew. Well, you dumbos don't know all this, do you? Because you actually don't research. You think the average Jew knows about this? No, it's certain rabbinical circles. It's a large group, but it's not the majority. I have to guess, like 30%? Hundreds of videos you can find of rabbis saying our main enemy is Europe because it's the original Rome, but America is a Rome as well. It will fall too. That's why you have the quotes of Netanyahu decades ago, when we're done with America, it'll just blow away like a, you know, dead leaf or whatever. And then you got the Christian Zionists that believe worshiping Israel is the way to heaven. Even though the Old Testament is God saying to Israel, you've been chosen to carry my word forward as priests. You're not doing it. I am going to judge you harder than anybody else. And I'm not saying the Jews aren't amazing and interesting and smart and great and bad and all the rest of it. I'm not saying there's something not special going on here. I'm just saying God said he will deliver you to the Philistines and the Babylonians and the Romans because you have not followed God's orders. And then when God sent you the real Messiah, you killed him. Now, how's that working out for you? Yeah, we got a bunch of rabbis. I mean, just hours of it. Just, oh, yeah, we're going to blow up Rome. And America is the new Rome. Notice the buildings are built like Rome in Greece. And they got the fasci in the Senate. You know what those bundles of sticks with axes in the Senate are behind the Senate leader? That's all the countries and peoples controlled and tied together by the military with axes, hatchets. And it is true that Thomas Jefferson modeled off of Greece that was then Rome was modeled off of. Yeah, here it is. Europe is Edom because they're like, we will destroy Europe. Our main mission is destroy Europe. We're going to use the Muslims to do it because I can show you hours of this. So this is cuckoo town. I guarantee you 90% of Jews watching right now did not even know this. So if you want me to give it to you with both barrels, I will. So Trump is trying to save Edom right now and reform it. And no doubt from what I've seen, they are the big tech companies, all of it, went from trying to suppress anti-Israel stuff to supercharging it to create this conflict. Next is the false flag against the Jews. You can just put it together. But are you smart enough to get this, people? Now you know why they want me off the air, because I know. And I would tell the Israel lobby and Netanyahu, the Chi-Coms are onto you, and you're crazy enough to try to take over America and then drive it in the ground and control it and then wreck it in some weird ritual, some cucking event. And then now you're thrown to the wolves with Africa and Asia and Russia. And then Putin laughs and says, 30% Israel Slavic. You look at them, they are. We already run it. We'll kick the Zionists out soon. It'll just be our base. So there's double dealing going on everywhere. It is absolutely out of control. Our government's put Al-Qaeda in charge. Biden did. Trump inherited it. Everybody sees that. Trump meeting with the Al-Qaeda leader. The dictator. I mean, it's just sick. You get your balls groped and put in a body scanner and fried with radiation because you might be Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda's at the damn White House. And Grok goes, well, he was the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Syria, but there was no global leader of Al-Qaeda, so Jones is wrong. He's not the leader of Al-Qaeda. He's the number one Al-Qaeda leader. He runs two countries. The point is he's Al-Qaeda. So Netanyahu is super unpopular, 50% approval rating. He only gets to stay in power by working with Hamas he controlled. He killed the leadership and set them up. Now what's left is admitting they work for him and are panicking and saying that Israel stood down and they had to deal with them. Of course they did. We know that. But do you think the average Jew in Tel Aviv, I mean, almost the majority are just at gay bars? I'm not trying to be mean. It's like, you know, like they ain't, most of them aren't the rabbinical people and stuff. They're some of the most worldly, corrupt, you know, countries in the world. You think the people down at the gay bar know about this? No, they don't know about that. They say, oh, Star of David. Oh, Israel. Oh, we're under attack. Oh, yeah. got one of the best militaries on record, some of the best intelligence they do. They're not stupid people. Oh, we just stood down for 7.5 hours on October 7th. We don't know what's going on. Your enemy is your government. I don't want you killed. I don't want your country blown up. You are being used to trigger this conflagration. And again, Israel with Mossad, CIA, Epstein, always at the heart of it. Because God said this priesthood has been chosen with the written word and record because you've been tracking your generations. You've got good records. I'm choosing you to take forth this information. And then what do you think the devil's going to do when God's chosen somebody? The devil's going to put his full-time operation on taking over those people. Doesn't mean he runs them all, but I mean, my God, Jesus is 40 days in the desert up on the mountain. Here comes Satan offering the whole world. This is how it works, folks. This is real. Jesus said no. Netanyahu didn't say no. And he's got it all teed up for this. So here's a clip of Netanyahu, past and present, saying, oh, America is the new Rome. And then he's like, oh, I'm reading a book about, you know, Israel's war with Rome. He goes, we got to win the war with Rome. And he says, America is the new Rome. He tells you America is his brand of Judaism's evil. Why? Because it's the most powerful. It's Rome. He knows history repeats. So you don't know you're a Roman. I love that line, and Joe tweeted it once, and I wasn't a big fan. I don't want a fan TV, period, but the Sopranos, and they asked the head Sopranos guy, they go, what are you? But the point is like, the point is that we are the new Rome, guys. This whole thing's Roman. It's a Roman system. They got their Judaic system. And they don't want to compete with it. Trump is a Roman. And he's trying to work with the Israelis, but they don't see him as that. They see him as Titus. They see him as Pompeo that sent Titus. And it's literally, look it up, Pompeo goes all the way back to that leader. It's the same thing. You think of thousands of years ago as a long time ago. It's like 2 seconds ago, folks. You're connected to your mother and father, them to them. It's all the same blood, all the same connection, like electricity. You go all the way back. And you've forgotten all of this. And so you don't understand your identity. Well, don't worry. And they see you as the enemy team. It's not an attack on anybody. Hey, you've declared war on us. We accept the challenge, but I ain't going to spend all my time on the Likudniks and their hijacking Israel, because there's a lot of smart people over there that know where this is going and don't want to blow the world up. Saudi Arabia is wanting to shut it down. They got all these Muslim leaders coming out and saying, hey, stop the invasion. We don't want war. We're going to kill everybody. We're going to blow the planet up. Major Muslim leaders in Jordan and Saudi Arabia are like, hey, the Islamic invasion, take no more Muslims. We don't want it. We're not going with Muhammad. No, it's because they can war game out where this is going. But the communist Chinese, they think they have a right to rule. They're like, we're 6,000 years old, bitch. You think you won 10 quarters ago? Because this is a 100-quarter game. No, it ain't over till it's over. The average American's paycheck to paycheck, thinking about a Netflix show, going out with your buddies, playing pool, go to the beach, think about your next trip to Cancun. Xi Jinping ain't thinking about that. He's got 500-year plans. Benjamin Netanyahu's got 2,000-year plans. And you take somebody like me that knows all this, and I'm the bad guy, so I don't give you simple, mindless crap. But that's why they want me off the air, because these guys have read all the books and done all the studying, and they don't like hearing somebody go, "That we got one that can see." It's like in They Live, when the woman in the grocery store puts the glasses on, and she goes, or she sees him put the glass on, she goes, She talks to her watch, it's like a transmitter. She goes, I got one that can see. All right, here is this breakdown. It's absolutely on target. We play this like five times in a row. And I guess we can give you a few rabbis saying we're going to destroy Rome. You want to see that? You didn't know you were Rome? It'd be like the Crips and the Bloods of the 80s and 90s killing tens of thousands of each other. And then you're a black kid growing up in the year 2090 somewhere. And somebody comes and shoots you because you're black and maybe your granddaddy was in the Bloods. I mean, it's that crazy. You don't know what the Bloods are in 2090. Or what the Crips are. Well, they do. So, this is how the world really works, boys and girls. So, you're seen as a Roman. And you think, well, Western culture is the Gutenberg Press and the King James Bible and the Magna Carta and common law. Well, that ain't how the Chinese see it or how the Jews see it in Israel, the ones that are, you know, in charge. You ever notice Putin addresses America as the and the UK as the Anglo-Saxons? The average person thinks they have a little bit of British history. Goes, oh, I'm an Anglo-Saxon. No, Anglo-Saxons are a Norse tribe that conquered Western Europe, and then William the Conqueror conquered the British Isles. And then Putin announces them as, well, we've had our thousand-year war, because they invaded Russia as well, with the Anglo-Saxons. We defeated you from the West and the Mongols and the Muslims from the East later, and so we'll defeat you as well, Anglo-Saxon. It's old beefs, people. You have to know the football teams. You got to know the flags. And Putin came out last year and said it was the British staged World War I and World War II. Hitler was bad, but we blamed the British because they staged World War I and World War II. And they did to target Russia. Both wars set up to target Russia. The Russians know. And notice the longer these beefs go, the worse they get. You got the Russians and the Anglo-Saxons fighting for 1,000 years. And they and you see Ukraine, million plus dead. I mean, that's the Anglo-Saxon-Russian deal. And Hitler made a deal with the King of England, Edward VIII, to attack Russia for the Anglo-Saxon Empire and been promised it to Germany and wrote about it. So the Chinese want to get America, not the Chinese person on average, I'm talking about the Chinese government, and Europe because of the opium, the fentanyl their day. The Jews are pissed because the Roman general burned everything down. And you're like, what? That makes sense to me. Well, that's because you don't understand. These people understand. Have you seen Dune? Have you read the book? Frank Herbert, it's genius. The later books aren't that good. He's made money on House Atreides, House Harkonnen. All these houses, they're thousands of years old. And it's all about the beefs. It's all about the wars. It's all about how many times they tried to beat the other one. And these empires are still there, and they're pissed. They've been battling and battling. It's not that the Jews are bad or the Chinese are bad or the Anglo-Saxons or the Russians. We all got our problems. But these are the football teams. And if you don't know the football teams, you don't know what's going on. When Baron Harkin's about to kill Duke Leto Atreides after 2,000 years of war, all because hundreds of generations before, his ancestor had betrayed the Harkonnens when they were the good guys. He says, finally, your house dies tonight. Your son, your wife, your concubine, your house, you're all dead. Finally, the 2,000 years ends right now. Your house dies tonight. Last of the Mohicans. This is based on true stories composited. Incredible book. It's the last Mohican there, and you got the tribe that's exterminated all his people because of hundreds and hundreds of years of war. And he says, today your seed dies forever. You are the last of Mohicans. I'm going to kill you. This is what it's all about. This is what genetics is about. It's what eugenics is about. It's what Plato wrote about. This is everything. This is the real world, folks. It ain't your football team. The Titans versus the Redskins or the... No, that's all facsimiles. The real war are these forces. And America was the relaunch of the Renaissance, and a whole new system to transcend this to the Renaissance and Christianity, and will transcend these groups. But But it doesn't matter. We're still seen as the Rome. And our leaders built D.C. as Rome because that's what it is. So we're this outside intellectual group with Thomas Jefferson trying to come in and take this over and fix it and create a cosmology for everybody to come in and stop this idiocy. So you want to know who I am? I'm Thomas Jefferson 2.0. I don't follow Mao Zedong. I don't admire Stalin. I don't admire Hitler. I admire true philosophers and engineers of success that understand human systems and create systems to tie down tyrants and empower individuals and build a human community. And don't get a paycheck from Thomas Jefferson. I get a paycheck from you when you buy products at thealexjonesstore.com. When you buy the best supplements, the best, all of it. It's all there. All right, let's go to break with this clip. I'll come back and talk about it. This is a good boil down. This is Netanyahu saying, America's the new Rome. And then later, our war is with Rome. Here it is.
So the second and third video you're about to see is really alarming. I'm going to show you the first in a second because we know how Benjamin Netanyahu likes to project. It's called the revelation of the method of what he's about to do.
I wrote a book in 1995 and I said that if the West doesn't wake up to the suicidal nature of militant Islam, the next thing you'll see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center.
Netanyahu said, quote, "We're benefiting from one thing. And that is the attack on the Twin Towers and Pentagon and the American struggle in Iraq." Netanyahu then reportedly said these events, quote, "swung American public opinion in our favor."
And now it's going to tie into this video. I've been trying to tell people on my channel that America is the modern day Rome. Over 350 military bases that are just spreading ourselves out, you know, the deep state. Anyway, watch this for a second.
We had a moving visit today to the wall. I can't resist repeating this, but I'm going to. I said to the secretary that the last time Pompeo visited Jerusalem didn't end that well. But this is a different time. Rome and Jerusalem clashed over values with a great tragedy for the Jewish people. But the new Rome, the United States, views itself as a new Jerusalem.
Now, do you think it's just coincidence that this random person just came up to him and asked him, "What are you reading, BB?"
We want to know what you're reading now.
What I'm reading?
Yeah.
It's a book by a historian by the name of Barry Strauss. It's called The Jews Against Rome. The Jews Against Rome.
What made you pick it up?
Well, we lost that one. I think we have to win the next one.
Yeah, so that's definitely not a threat, huh? Definitely not threatening President Trump and the United States of America. Has nothing to do, I'm sure, with the Epstein stuff, the satanic pedophiles they're trying to cover for, or the genocide that they're doing. I want to keep funding these fake wars. Anyway, you guys having a good day today? I am. I still am.
So, you just saw Netanyahu. That was just recently. I got to know how to take down Rome this time. Yeah, we understand that, y'all. We get it. Thanks a lot, buddy boy. We need to be open about this. We need to educate everybody. We need to stop it. With the Anglo-Saxons, the Russians, the Chinese, the Romans, the Jews. Stop it. Stop fighting the last war.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Demos. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Demos because it's a thyroid issue, and the Demos has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, yeah, the methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, but our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
They say generals always fight the last war. And the last war, the last war. These are old beefs between the empires of the world. That's what's happening. If we keep it up, we're all dead.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
We need Team Humanity. Advanced technology, live extension, free energy, space exploration. But the intelligence agencies, the governments, the militaries, all were trained by the last generation. So they are the last generation. Just like your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother has a literal genetic electric connection by skin to their daughter, their son, and it goes forward. You've got Mexico engulfed in a massive revolution. Is the CIA involved? Yes, probably, undoubtedly. But it was already overdue. Mexico is an incredible tyranny. We'll get to that coming up. This is about Trump reasserting American dominance in our hemisphere, securing Rome, going after Venezuela and its subsidiary, Mexico. It all ties together. We'll get to that in a few minutes. And it doesn't mean we endorse all of this. We're just telling you what's happening so you can make your own assessment. But I mentioned the Dune remake. That's excellent. The first is a two-part excellent book by Frank Herbert. We understand esoteric systems, governments, intelligence agencies. It's an archetype of what's happened in the last 1,000 years. But Dune is set 3,000 years after the machines take over with AI, exterminate most of humanity. Humans fight back in a jihad against the machines, the Butlerian jihad, if memory serves. And because in the book it's estimated that major exploration for space colonies is a bunch of Muslims, and then they're one of the main groups of fights against the machines. But the point is that it's an archetype of what's actually happened. And so you have a couple thousand-year war between House Harkonnen and House Atreides, who are the two top royal dynasties interplanetary under the Emperor, and he wants to play the two off against each other to take out House Atreides and then later take out House Harkonnen, but it all backfires on him. But here he is, after he's turned over spice production, the key live extension technology, to House Atreides from House Harkonnen. It was really a sneak attack plan, and Baron Harkonnen, flooding along on his anti-grav suspensors, goes over to kill Duke Leto Atreides, announced after thousands of years of attacking you and wars, it all ends today. He chomps on his poison tooth and dies. The Baron's able to put on his shield and go up the ceiling and survive. But the point is that when you see these movies and things, these are archetypes of history. So why does Baron Harkonnen care about 2,000 years ago, the Atreides, who were, you could say, bad at the time, betraying Harkonnen? They then become corrupt over time, and off of this hatred become 20 times more evil than the Atreides, and over 2,000 years, the Atreides become the good guys. It shows how all these things change over time, which is true. Here's a clip.
Lord Baron, Dr. Yue.
The traitor. What do you want?
I jam their combs and lower their shields. I deliver the Duke and his family.
The bargain to the letter. And what was I to do for you?
Deliver my wife from her agony.
Yes. Set her free. That you could join her. So join her. Who do you think is next?
It's a thumper.
No, it still suits.
One thing we actually need.
For hundreds of years, we've traded blood for blood. But no more. Your son is dead. Your concubine is dead. Tonight, the house of Atreides falls. And your bloodline ends forever.
It was a 2,000-year war, and House Atreides is like the Greeks or the West. So again, it's all archetypes of this. And so just like them trying to kill Trump and shut us down, that's the years in the desert, we come back stronger. You can't give up even when you lose phases of this thing. We have to transcend the Anglo-Saxons and the Russians fighting, the Chinese attacking what they see as the West, the New Rome, the Jews attacking the New Rome. It's the same stuff. And this is what they talk about in their councils, folks. So be adults. I know all you so-called Jew experts that think if you slip on a banana peel. It was the Jews. You're like, well, we never heard any of this because you're dumb. I'm sorry. You're idiots. I address this directly to all these houses and say this needs to stop. It needs to stop. We're all going to kill each other with our house atomics. We need to have an adult discussion about this. If the general public knew all of this, our problems would be over very quickly. But they don't know. Said it's in art and literature and culture, and all the intellectuals know it. Why don't they tell the people? Well, it's believed that you're too stupid to understand this. I was told this by the head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, when I said, I'm not going to sell humanity out. I don't like the plan you have. He said, they'll tear you apart. They're too stupid. You're on a failed mission. Well, we'll see. The difference is, I don't have all this knowledge and keep it from people. I don't believe that is a good thing to do. My soul feels good when I tell the secrets, when I tell how the magic trick works. And so I'm going to keep doing what my conscience tells me to do. And I'm not going to worry about what happens to me or my family. They're committed. We're in this fight. So I'm not attacking MTG or Tim Dillon, just examples I'm giving, for piling on against Trump. It gets viral. Everybody loves it. Criticize Trump where he's wrong, but talk about the Democrats. Talk about the globalists. Talk about the larger issues. Talk about the good Trump's done so people can make a decision. I can snap my fingers and sell out to the globalists right now. They want me to be one of their top generals hunting you down. And they couldn't believe all the times they offered me the deal. I said no. Because I don't feel good doing that. I feel good out here in the desert. Or to use the analogy from the great Millis work, Apocalypse Now, while the Green Berets in the hotel room getting drunk with hookers getting weaker, Charlie's out in the jungle squatting with a AK-47 eating rice getting stronger. No, it feels good to be with humanity. Does it feel good to join the establishment that's been parasitically feeding on humanity and using these battles of different power structures to menace their own population to stay in control? I want to end this. I want to transcend this. Yeah, pull up Apocalypse Now if you can. Hotel scene, Apocalypse Now. Martin Sheen. Martin Sheen, Apocalypse Now, hotel breakdown scene. That should bring it up. You know, I've watched Apocalypse Now with Martin Sheen at his house with Charlie Sheen. Interesting story. Not name dropping anything. Sad he's a liberal, but, you know, that's his system. That's his little tribe. Liberal, liberal, conservative. That's just one argumentative system within the paradigm. It doesn't even, people go, oh, you coined the term left-right paradigm and now you're all about it. Because the public doesn't know anything other than that. I explain the left-right paradigm, and then I bring them in to see how it's only one layer. I used to have hundreds and hundreds of pirate radio stations carrying the show back when that was at its peak. And the stations would get mad and say, why do you call it pirate instead of micro? We're not pirate. We're on a station nobody's on. And I went, I explain it's pirate. The public knows what that means. They explain that it's really micro so they know what I'm talking about. See, you have to use the language people know. So I'm sorry if the show's too sophisticated for some people, but that doesn't matter. I'm looking for the brains. And you can be Hispanic, black, Asian, white, whatever. If you understand this information, you can build civilization. God made all of us in different races and groups in God's garden in a plan for us to grow into something greater. Why people should stand up for ourselves being demonized and attacked, being told we're devilish, all that, that's fine. But it doesn't mean we don't then try to carry out God's larger plan. You say Martin Luther King was a communist, all this stuff, whatever, it wasn't perfect. I get it. But he did say, I have a dream that one day all our children will be on the mountain. And it won't be about what color they are, but it'll be about the character of their deeds and what they stand for, as Christ said, a tree by its fruits. But they weaponize the black people, all of it, again, to create the clash. And we expose that. Yes, if the situation was hopeless, their propaganda would be unnecessary. I don't know where it is in Apocalypse Now. He's like, well, I'm here in this hotel getting weaker. Charlie's squatting in the jungle with a bowl of rice, getting stronger. And he's just gone and done assassinations of people, and he can't handle it. He's freaking out. But if he's in the jungle, which is so oppressive, he couldn't even have time to be weak. And see, I realized all my enemies' persecutions against me was God's gift my whole life. I never blame God. But every time I get attacked or hurt or smashed, I realize that's leveling up. All right, I want to hit the Mexico, and I'll go deep dive tomorrow. It's ongoing. It's spread all over the country. It's far overdue. Obviously, Trump is involved. He's got the CIA in Mexico and in Venezuela. The two partners trying to overthrow them. Sheinbaum's terrible. But don't give credit to the CIA. Mexico's been revolting for a long time. That was an easy color revolution. The question is, what do they put in after? Millions. Our news, though, Trump doesn't control it all. It's like, oh, thousands. No, millions protest. Millions. Show that clip. That's got to be 500,000 alone right there. It's all over Mexico. They know the government's protecting cartels. Sheinbaum says leave them alone as they murder and kill and are the actual real government. Here's the Apocalypse Now clip. Look at that in Mexico. Oh, the footage of them, the police attacking people and the crowds grab and drag them off. They tear down the barriers.
I'm still only in Saigon.
What the shoes? I deliver the Duke and his family.
The bargain to the letter. And what was I to do?
Every time I think I'm going to wake up back in the jungle.
We got a computer problem. We're playing Dune and we're playing this clip. So we're just going to pause for a few minutes. We're going to relax. We're going to chill out. We're going to smoke a stogie. And we're just going to take our time and just lay back. Just relax and just enjoy ourselves. And we'll wait 10 minutes if we need to be. It's fine. Because we're going to get the clip. And we're going to play it. And you guys just let me know when. You know, I have to host the next hour. We have to wait an hour to do this. It's fine. We're going to keep going for a while. Just let me know when the clip's ready. All right.
I'm still only in Saigon. Every time I think I'm going to wake up back in the jungle. When I was home after my first tour, it was worse. I'd wake up and it'd be nothing. I hardly said a word to my wife until I said yes to a divorce. When I was here, I wanted to be there. When I was there, all I could think of was getting back into the jungle. I'm here a week now. Waiting for a mission. Getting softer. Every minute I stay in this room, I get weaker. And every minute Charlie squats in the bush, he gets stronger. Each time I looked around, the walls moved in a little tighter.
get that out there. Coming up, Royce White is a really smart individual. He was talking about Israel Epstein, Hemispheric Defense, Mexico Cartel, Mondami. Royce White, former NBA player, MMA fighter. He'll be hosting tonight, Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. And look, I didn't get all these articles here as a prop. I didn't have all these stacks here just to look like I had a bunch of information. I covered two stacks out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Not to mention all the clips. But it's okay because I had to research it all and, you know, have it there in case we need to cover it. And you know, there's a lot to hit here. And I'll you know, my biggest frustration is not getting to all this. But I think the larger discussion about history and how the different elites see each other and what's going on is kind of important. And a lot of you probably tuned in. A lot of you tuned in and knew what I was talking about. A lot of you probably didn't know what I was talking about. You're like, what is this? Well, that's how the establishment thinks. So I think it's important. You should actually, if you're going to play this game, try to be engaged and involved. You should know who the different groups are. Like, you're playing a game of Risk. Remember that game, World Domination? You should, like, you know who the blocks are, right? Like, you know, how are you ever going to win a game? You don't know who the players are, right? But, oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene says she fears for her safety amid Epstein files row with Trump. She goes scorched earth after Trump calls her a traitor. Tim Dillon claims it's the end of the Trump administration. Well, down this road Trump's going, it is. It's going to hurt Trump's ratings. It's going to hurt the agenda if he runs out Elon. Because Elon's doing real reforms. Ah, shut up. Where would Trump? He's invincible. All-time high of 60%, down to the 30s. And they're all turning against him. And they all got their knives out. And then all these people that kind of put their finger in the wind for which way the wind blows, well, if it looks like Trump's going to go down, now they all pile on, and now all the good stuff Trump's trying to do doesn't happen. And I'm mad at Tim Dillon. You know, I like Tim. You know, all the other comedians are scared to have me on. I don't even ask to come on. They, like, ask me on and cancel. Like, oh, YouTube threatened you? Yeah. I'm not mad about that. That's fine. I don't need to go on your show. The point is, I mean, Tim's a smart guy, and he's not going to sit there and, you know, support Trump and then watch all this happen and continue to support him. I just think the way to describe this is how I just did it in the last hour and 53 minutes. So people can hear all this and you can make your own decision about where you think this is going and what should happen. And I'll hit this a lot more tomorrow. I'll try to cover what I've got, didn't get to, and whatever else, all the new stuff that comes out tonight and tomorrow morning. But I know this, the Trump DOJ, Todd Blanche, killed the criminal investigation into what they've done to us. Now they got a state receiver in here trying to shut us down imminently. We have the Alex Jones backup network, but that's how existential this is. That's how sold out I am that I got Trump's Justice Department blocking good people in his department, Ed Martin, who have a cut and dry racketeering, conspiracy against rights, violation of process, conspiracy launched by Obama and carried right through with the documents. And you're like, well, you just said Trump's horrible. Screw him. There's a battle over this. We'll end up getting rid of Blanche soon. Trump's way better. So even though I'm sitting here being screwed by people in the Trump administration, I don't blame him. We'll see what happens. I know what I'd have gotten with Kamala Harris. Yeah, I sold out to get raped in the ass and kicked in the teeth. I'm in the arena. My name is Alexander Emmerich Jones. My record's clear. I'm under attack. Because I got the globalist number. And you got Mexico engulfed with the police trying to attack peaceful crowds, so they overrun and tear down the fences and storm the palace like the Bastille of the French Revolution. And it's all over Mexico. And they go, oh, it's the CIA. I'm sure the CIA is trying to manipulate it. But no, that's the people. And it's all about what's about to happen in Venezuela. As Trump cuts off the money and the cartels. Remember when Trump first got in, they said, oh, New York Times, if he cuts the money, and bans U.S. banks laundering money. That'll hurt the economy. New York Times. He's done that. He's cutting off the CIA drug dealing. He's going after the Democrats' piggy bank. Another great thing he's doing. Do I totally support regime change? I don't trust it's too dangerous, but I get where he's going. This is real. And he's backing the people of Venezuela and Mexico that are under tyranny and total election fraud. Big moves are happening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here chronicling it all. Speaking of plugging, I didn't plug in the last hour, 55 minutes. I am now before Royce White takes over. He's knocking out of the park. Right on these feeds at Relic Shows on X and on Rumble at Infowars.com/show. Be sure to share it. CMOS gummies. Now you say, oh, CMOS, how are CMOS? We have a concentrated equivalent of 40 grams, that's a huge bowl, per pill, of Irish CMOS, the very best iodine, 93 vitamins and minerals, trace elements, the superfood of superfoods, ends tomorrow, November 17th at midnight. Buy any bottle of Irish CMOS gummies, get another bottle absolutely free. Key benefits, immune support, natural energy boost, digestion aid, detox cleanse, stamina, libido, everything, joint support, and promotes skin and hair health. I take it every morning. Buy one bottle of CMOS gummies, get another one free at thealexandthestore.com. Ends tomorrow, November 17th at midnight. Who am I backed by? You. The widest selection of T-shirts, collectible knives, ball caps, Patriot apparel, the very best methylene blue, the very best Shilajit. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And everybody that buys anything in your profile, just like an Amazon Prime membership, $30 a month, you get $40 instantly when you sign up as a VIP every month to spend in the store. So you make 10 bucks when you do it. You get special offers, special deals, special sales on everything as a VIP. Become a VIP. Support us. I want to thank those that have. And I really, really appreciate you. The Christmas stuff's out as well now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're worried about stuff selling out, which it does, the bovine colostrum, the ultra methylene blue, become a subscriber. Get 50% off your future orders. Canceling time as well for free. One click. Become a subscriber. Become a VIP now. And get one bottle of Irish CMOS gummies, another free, until tomorrow night at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.